Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Greetings and welcome back to the Talkin' Reggae Podcast. As always, I am your host, Jay of Street Level Uprising. My very special guest on this episode is Cody Edwards. He's the founder of Dab Day Productions and Florida Grows Festival right here in Florida. Cody, how are you, man?
Hell yeah, man. Jay, thanks for having me on, bro. It's a blessed day here in Florida. Weather's starting to cool down a little bit, so everything is good, man. Very excited to be here.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we're getting those, 57 degrees overnight and 83 degrees by 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I kind of dig that. It's nice to get a little bit of that cooler weather coming in.
It is, man. It is. I like the snow myself, honestly, man, when I can. But in the interim, I'm up in Jack. So in the interim, we get like nights of like 45, 50. And that does it for me, man. I'm very happy with it.
Yeah, I lived in the Kansas City area for about 15 years, and I've had my fill of snow. I'm happy to be back in Florida where the sun shines every day. I want to talk to you all about Dab Day Productions and definitely Florida Grows Festival, because you're here to announce the lineup for the third annual Florida Grows Festival, which I'm super excited about. But I start in the same place with every guest I have on here for the first time, which is, tell me your earliest memories of hearing reggae music and how it hit you.
Whoa, man, that's a great question, dude. Earliest memories of listening to reggae music. It's probably pretty cliche, man, but Bob Marley, you know, is definitely my first memories of hearing reggae and knowing it was something special. I was probably in sixth or seventh grade. It coincides with my first, you know, times of using cannabis as well. Funny enough, I didn't listen to it while I was ever using cannabis when I was that young, but at the same time, I found a love for Bob Marley and, yeah, man. I mean, one memory revolving reggae that really stands out is I was in sixth grade and my aunt up in Pennsylvania actually mailed me down a big like clip out article from the paper up there that was celebrating Bob Marley's birthday, February 6th, I believe. And just his life and death and everything like that. And it just stuck with me that my aunt, who has no relation to reggae music or anything, you know, in the culture, you know, thought of my love for it and decided to send me down something. And it was just a really cool memento that I've kept with me. And that's a memory that sticks with me for sure to this day.
That's really cool, man. You know, a lot of people get into it through Bob Marley, especially, you know, people my age. It was like, that was a good place to start. You know, some of the younger cats will tell you that like Sublime was kind of their gateway to reggae. But for me, it was certainly growing up in South Florida. I mean, the vibes were all around, and Bob Marley was definitely the first one I locked onto, and it just took off from there. So you founded Dab Day Productions about 10 years ago, you were saying? Give me the backstory of that. What made you start that, and tell us all about what Dab Day Productions is.
For sure, man. Thank you for asking, dude. So I went to college up here in Jacksonville, and I came to college to play football, and after a year of playing football, I just felt like this big gap in my life. I didn't want to play anymore. But I still wanted to do something, and I was a heavy cannabis consumer. I still am a advocate for it in all walks of life, and full proponent of regulation, legalization. I know that first word can be a little sticky for sure, but yeah, man. So stopped playing football, and I was just kind of in my dorm room with this gap in my life of what to do. And, I read an article on High Times when I was trying to learn a lot about cannabis. And it was basically celebrating 7/10. And this was probably in maybe February. It was just, you know, mentioning the idea of what 7/10 was at that time. And this is 2014. So dabs, you know, while they were around and some technology was there, was not really prevalent. Not a lot of dab consumers. If they were, they were using a butane torch and things like that, you know, which people have kind of moved on from at this point. But yeah, man, just felt the need to do something and get people together, and essentially threw a party in Miami, and invited, you know, all different walks of cannabis, the cannabis realms, to participate in that first party. It was known as 710 Dab Day. 710 upside down is oil. That's where the holiday for concentrates come into for 710, as opposed to 420. But yeah, man, we had a great turnout that day, probably 250 people maybe, and 10 vendors or something of that nature. We had glass blowing. Shout out to Willie Ramos, glass blowing. He was there the first time. And we had some CBD companies. Of course, we had Normal there to throw out the petitions and get signatures. And yeah, man, it was just the start of something in its infancy stages that would grow to, you know, essentially be a movement in Florida. And it was a success. And we did another event later that year. It was called Ballot Bash. And that was all about, you know, gaining momentum and, you know, getting people's attention with the idea of everybody voting yes on Amendment 2 that year. Which it ultimately failed that year. But then 2 years later, we did that event again. And, you know, throughout Florida, people were petitioning more and more. And Amendment 2 finally passed for medical marijuana here in Florida. But yeah, that's kind of the general gist of how we started. Just an idea in a dorm room, influenced by herb smoke for sure. And yeah, man, people really loved it in Miami the first couple of years. It was a new thing. It was more or less an underground movement, which there is a little bit of that that vibe to it still to this day. I would say it's definitely a gray area, which we thrive on and we like, because then we have the opportunity to, you know, you see rules, decide how we want to interpret some rules, bend rules. And I think people like that and movements and cultures like that kind of just further civilization, man. You know, progress. That's what it's all about for us. And normalizing cannabis is really what we're all about at Dab Day Productions, man. But yeah, that was more or less the start of it.
Yeah, man, 100%, like what you said about progress. That is how human progress is made throughout all of history and will still continue to be made in the future, is people pushing those boundaries and not pushing bad boundaries that we shouldn't cross. But this is a popular movement. This is all across the country, all across the world. This has been a growing popular movement for a long time. And you can't refute the benefits of this. So I always appreciate people like you doing what you're doing. You know, I mentioned before I was gone from Florida for like 15 years. And while I was gone, Florida underwent a lot of changes that I'm very happy about. Florida was not a live music hotbed for original bands when I left. And there was no reggae scene here at all. I used to go down to the Bob Marley Fest at a Bayfront.
Me too.
Used to go down there every year, man. But it was like, aside from that, there was like no local reggae scene or anything like that. I come back to Florida and it's really burning here, and it's a really good thing. So I've had the opportunity now to attend and, in fact, perform at 2 Dab Days already as part. I don't know, you know, some of the listeners on Talking Reggae Podcast know my band Street Level Uprising. They may or may not know that I've also been doing the Sideman thing, helping out my friends in Indigo Eye. So I've been fortunate enough to play with Indigo Eye at including just a little over a week ago was the Dab Day up in Jacksonville, man. It's a really cool event. So how would you say that what growth have you seen over those past 10 days since you first started throwing the Dab Day Fests?
Yeah, man. So, I mean, the growth over the last decade has been, you know, almost kind of immeasurable for us, honestly. And it's kind of came and gone and touched so many people's lives. And we've seen people come into the scene. We've seen people leave the scene. We've seen people grow inside of the scene. But really, I just feel like it's like a pillar in the community. It's a place where people can gather, people can network, people can meet people, they can have fun, forget about the real world. But yeah, when we first started, it wasn't a business also. And that's definitely important to note, man, because as much as we love, you know, the movement and everything like that, it absolutely is a business. And I feel like if we carry ourselves like that, we're going to provide a better product. So the goal with, you know, having that in mind is just to provide the best experience possible for our patrons, attendees, sponsors, vendors. And yeah, I mean, just the support has grown. And whether or not, you know, listeners and everybody agrees with our medical program in Florida, whether it's right or wrong, however you see it, it's here. And the support of the MMTCs has been important, sponsoring the events and making it happen. Our mom and pop businesses that support the event and spend money out of their own pocket to be there is super important. All the artists that come through, glassblowing, live muralists, musicians like yourself, they travel hundreds of miles, bust their butts, sweat. You know, I don't have to tell you, man. I know you know, but it's much appreciated, and it's like what makes the event whole itself. And we ourselves as the producers carry that same mentality, man. We do everything in-house still at Dab Day. Florida Groves is a bit different. It's kind of a bigger beast at this point, but you know, it's still a small group of guys doing everything. And we bust our butt, we drive overnight, we're doing all the stuff that makes the event happen. And just to see the growth of our team, to see the growth of everybody surrounding the event, sponsors, vendors, it's been really awesome, and it's satisfying. And I'll be honest with you, man, it was our 10-year anniversary this year, and there was a piece of me that kind of felt like maybe we hit a small ceiling with our, you know, our niche event that we throw being Dab Day. And knowing that recreational marijuana is on, you know, the horizon, most likely we'll see it next fall get passed in 2024. That kind of provided us with a spark to really make sure, hey, we're here for the long haul. We're not going anywhere. So we're riding this medical wave, but you know, as long as everybody knows rec's coming, and when it comes, we plan on making some major splashes in the cannabis scene as we have for the last 10 years.
Well, Dab Day is really impressive, man. I love the sheer number and variety of vendors that are there is something that's really cool. Yeah. And it's definitely, you know, obviously I've been to a lot of festivals in my life, and it's a professional yet relaxed atmosphere, which is not something that you always get from festivals. And you had some great artists there. I mean, along with Indigo Eye, you had Cashed Out, you had Cloud Nine Vibes. So there's great entertainment and really just a lot for people to want to come to, you know, just a lot going on that makes people come out. So you've been doing Florida Groves Fest now for a few years. You got the third one coming up. So you're doing Dab Day for 6-7 years, and then you decide to do Florida Groves. How did that come about?
Yeah, man, that's a great point, because it's like a turning in my personal life. It feels like a turning point. I know it is with a lot of people in our organization too. But basically is 2019, we did an event in Miami called the 420 Celebration. That was more or less the first large scale event. We, you know, as a kid still being in college at the time, I just wanted to see if we could grow, if it was a scalable thing, you know? And so we did this event, 420 Celebration, and we had some cool acts at that one as well. Josh Heinrichs was there with Skillinger. Article Sound System at their very beginning was there as well. That was before they kind of, you know, have gone on to do bigger and better things. But we did a successful event, man. We scaled. We had a few thousand people compared to 1,000 people. And we had, you know, 50, 60 vendors versus 10 or 25 vendors. So we just did what we wanted to do, and we saw that this is a real opportunity, right? That's 2019. We decided, hey, let's go all in. Let's plan a festival. So, you know, brainstorm, came up with this concept called Liftoff. That was supposed to be in Miami in April of 2020. Which I'm sure I don't have to say much after that. Everybody knows. That was really fun to put together, man. We booked some cool acts for that one. We had Julian Marley on the roster for that one. We had Freddie Gibbs on the roster for that one, famous hip hop artist, and a whole bunch of other people. And yeah, man, we bit off more than we could chew, right? Which we're always trying to do. We think that's how you grow. You know, that's how people, you got to be in an uncomfortable place to be able to grow. That's what growth is in plants and humans and everything, man. So we got ourselves in that uncomfortable spot, and COVID came and shut that thing completely down. It hurt us for sure. Obviously emotionally or whatever, but it hurt us financially and made it kind of tough to continue to do events. But COVID came. We were very blessed to make it through the pandemic. And we did a couple of smaller events throughout the pandemic, did some drive-in events that were really cool. Just a way to keep the brand alive, man, to be honest with you. We lost money on all of them. But yeah, people still showed out. They still wanted a place to gather. So we see that the pandemic is more or less, you know, fading behind us. We know we still want to do a festival. I approached my partner in Florida Groves, Patrick, who's been helping me with Abde as well for at least 5 years now, probably even more. You know, we brainstormed, we got together and came up with Florida Groves Festival. And we launched in, what would it be, I guess, 2021. So that was like kind of more or less a testing year. That was a 1 day festival. We had Julian Marley, Roots of Creation, Cashed Out, some other guys. And it went well. It was fun. We didn't get exactly the turnout we wanted. We, you know, no matter what turnout we get, we're probably never going to be satisfied. We always, you know, we want more and more, of course, as any band or anybody wants. You always want to see more people in the audience. But it was fun, man. It gave us, like, I feel like we proved the concept year one, right? Year two was expanding. So, again, got ourselves in an uncomfortable spot with bookings and as many vendors as we were bringing, as well as the two-day theme. We've never had done two days up to that point. So this year came, 2023. It was a lot of fun. So, actually, yeah, year one was 2022. My bad. But, yeah, man, we had a killer lineup last year, a lot of fun, a ton of vendors, bunch of sponsors, and a lot of things we could get better at, no doubt. But a couple of the artists we have, my favorite, Thievery Corporation, Protege, Collie Buds, Fortunate Youth, Inner Circle, Bumpin' Uglies, Ballyhoo, Article Sound System, Cashed Out, Schwayze, a bunch of others, a lot of Florida bands as well. And, yeah, man, it went well. But, again, you know, attendance could always be better, right? And yeah, that was a reggae centric theme or reggae centric lineup, I would say. And we've always had the ambitions of growing the festival to be electronic, rock, really genre, you know, diversified always. And I think that's a theme that is overtaking music festivals as a whole. We see it as the future, more or less, which I don't want to get sidetracked, but cannabis and music are kind of very similar in that regard. Like, all walks of life, all kind of people, no matter what color you are, no matter what you believe in, music and cannabis can unite people, and we truly believe that. Then going into our third year this year, we've definitely diversified the genres a bit. We are also taking a step back from the cannabis cultural aspect. That it's still going to be a part of the event. It's still a pillar of the event. It's just not going to be, you know, right in your face for everybody to see. And there's a couple of reasons for that. Number one, we got ourselves in issues with advertising and sponsors and stuff like that. But we also want it to be family friendly. We believe that this experience, you know, can be enjoyed by people under 16. So we just want to make sure that we do that responsibly. But yeah, it's still going to be a pillar at the event. We're going to have a whole cannabis convention. That's we're really cool, excited man. For your
I love the entrepreneurial spirit that you have. I love hearing, you know, that you're never satisfied, because that's when good things happen. No matter what I'm doing, who I'm dealing with, whether I'm listening to music or anything like that, I want people who are striving for greatness. I'm not interested in people who just want to be okay or who just want to be pretty good. You know what I mean? So whether I'm listening to music, you know, hearing new bands or whatever, like, that's what I want to see. And that's what I want to see from festivals too, because as humans, it does get easy to get complacent. It does get easy to rest on our laurels sometimes, you know, so to keep pushing it and to hear you saying, well, you know, it's less of a reggae centric theme. We're going to spread it out. It's like, yeah, it's very few people only like one kind of music. You know what I mean? Like, there's so many of us who reggae is my main thing, but man, I love funk. I love hip hop. There's a lot of things that I love. And it crosses borders. It crosses boundaries when you do things like that. So yeah, man. Yeah. So do you want to lay it on us, man? Yeah. Do you want to unleash the,
Fuck yeah, dude. Sorry. That's okay, man. If I can curse, but man. So we're really, we're really excited for this year. Before I drop this lineup, I also want to just drop a couple of big updates we're implementing for year three. I think the biggest one is going to be our second stage location. You probably remember last year's second stage out in the middle of the sun, no shade. You know, the majority of the festival is unshaded besides some of the indoor areas. But this year we are moving our second stage to a shaded pavilion. So it will provide relief for anybody that's been out in the sun, anybody that's tired, anybody that wants to kick it in the shade. The second stage will be entirely shaded. And we will be bringing, you know, heavier acts into that second stage this year. So really creating the dual stage presence at the festival is one big upgrade we're implementing. Aside from that, we're actually providing more shaded structures. So we're going to be building out like awnings and things like that for people to chill by. We planted trees at the venue. We didn't plant them, but the venue did. So I'm really excited for foliage to be there. Because if you remember, it's right on the lake. It's a beautiful setting. Just feel like the only thing they're missing is like some 200-year-old oak trees or something. So we got some brand new oak trees going up. But yeah, man. So our lineup right now, what we're looking like, our headliners are Michael Fronte and Spearhead. We're very excited for them. They just came through Florida and did some great numbers. And we just feel that the presence that they put out, the vibe they put out, is really what we want to see. That's a demographic that is, you know, all colors, all shapes, all everything. And then our second headliner is Milky Chance, which is indie rock alternative, however you want to, you know, classify it, even pop, but they have strong reggae influences. They're from Germany. They've played many, many reggae shows and they just bring a really, really good vibe. So we're really excited about those two. Moving down from there, our next line, we have Atmosphere, Tribal Seeds, and 2 Feet. Super excited for Tribal Seeds. They haven't been back. I think the last time they were in Florida, could definitely be wrong, was Reggae Rise Up 2 years ago. And then before that, I don't know the last time they dropped a tour. Atmosphere, that's another example of us switching up the genre a little bit, you know, opening it up. And same with 2 Feet, man. 2 Feet is more electronic based, but they still provide a really good live experience. Moving down from there, we have special guests, the Elevators. They will be headlining our second stage on Sunday. That's going to be a lot of fun. They've been kind of blowing up here in the reggae scene, I'm sure, as you know. They've sold out their 4 shows in December in Florida, Stewart, St. Pete, and Daytona. And then moving down from there, switching it up on genres for sure, Boogie Trio and Manic Focus, live band from Manic Focus. Boogie T is a very famous EDM DJ, I'll call it, but he also does a band, and that's his trio. They're three, obviously they're a three-piece band, but man, they rock the house, and they bring this very cool mixture of reggae, electronic, funk kind of vibe. Very, very fun. And yeah, you know, Boogie T himself should still bring us that festival crowd and electronic crowd as well. Manic Focus live band set will be awesome. Moving down from there, Pacifier, Shwayze, Tropidelic are three that we're super excited about. We've had Shwayze last year. He was just, man, he was just awesome. Like, his set obviously was awesome, but him as a person was just, I was super impressed. So we just wanted to bring him back just to honestly show love and yeah, man, bring some of the fun, loving pop, hip hop vibes. Pacifier is a new one for us. We've never had Pacifier. Very excited about them. And then moving from there, this next section, more or less, are alphabetical order. But we have 53 Thieves, Cass Haley, Cloud Nine Vibes, Mellow Mood, Of Good Nature, Savants of Soul, Sarah Nation, Sierra Lane, The Eyrie, and The Suburbs. And a couple of key artists I definitely want to just take a second to shout out on that lineup. 53 Thieves. They're probably a band or a group that anyone who sees this flyer will not know. And I really like that. I think it's cool that we're bringing them. It'll be their first festival appearance ever. And they're like, the best way I can describe them is they're a group that you would probably hear like in a super dope coffee house, like in Brooklyn in the background. They're like beats, vibey. I don't even know how to describe it, but check them out on YouTube. They've amassed millions and millions of views. So they're like kind of internet famous, but they've never had the chance to get together because two of their members are over in Europe. So they haven't been able to get their, I guess, their visas in order and everything, but they're coming to the States and this will be their first festival. Very excited about that. Another one, kind of a similar situation, Mellow Mood. I'm sure you're familiar with Mellow Mood, two twin brothers out of Italy. They also haven't performed in the States in years. This will be their first return back. Very excited about them coming there. They're amazing, honestly. And then besides that, man, Savants of Soul is something different. They are, they're like jazz, funk, soul music, just something really fun. They all dress up in black tuxedos on stage. So I think that'll be cool. And then, yeah, man, aside from this, this is our main lineup announcement, but aside from this, there's a chance we're adding a third stage, very small, but a third stage. And then also aside from that, we're going to be announcing a pre-party on April 12th, the Friday night before the festival. That'll be happening in Orlando. That'll be a whole separate lineup. Tickets will be separate, but I look forward to announcing that. Nice, as well, that's
a, I love the variety in that lineup. You're really hitting on a bunch of different things, and there's some absolutely fantastic artists in there. So, you know, it's a really, really strong lineup, man. Really cool.
Thank you, man. Thank you, man. Thank you. Very excited for them. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you remember all the artists, it's easy for me to say I'm looking at them, but who would be your favorite you'd be looking forward to in that lineup?
Michael Franti, for sure. You know, as a big proponent of conscious music, he's one of my favorites. You know, regular listeners of Talking Reggae know this. I respect all artists. I'm here to support all artists, but conscious artists and spiritual artists get a little bit of extra support from me. It's my show and that's my personal taste. So that's what I go with. I support conscious. And I've been a Michael Franti fan for a long time. I love his vibe. I love his lyrics. I love that he is fearless with his lyrics. And he's just not afraid to speak what he wants to speak. So I've always been a big fan of his. He's definitely of everybody in your lineup, and I respect and love a lot of artists in your lineup, but he would probably be the top for me. So.
Ooh, man. I love to hear that, dude. Speaking of conscious, man, I love Atmosphere. They're amazing. Slug's performance and Slug's lyrics are awesome. I feel like they're just a group that like everybody can kind of relate to, you know. They have songs about, you know, everything from losing a parent to, you know, being hung over the next day. And no, man, but yeah, man, super excited for Atmosphere. Really excited for Tribal Seeds. That's one that like I personally just cannot wait, man. I've been a big fan of them for many, many years now. And yeah, very, very excited for them. Yeah, it's gonna be a good show. Nice. Man, good weekend for sure.
Well, cool, man. Then give us all the fine details. Tell us where people can go to get tickets to Florida Groves and all the information that they would need about the festival.
Hell yeah, man. So please, first off, please hit us up on social media, on Instagram, Florida Groves Fest, on Facebook, Florida Groves. And then aside from that, all of your details will be located on our website, floridagroves.com. Tickets go on sale November 16th at 10 a.m. On November 14th is when we drop this lineup. I assume, you know, that'll probably be after this anyways. You'll be hearing this. But, yeah, please support and hit the social media pages. From 11:14 to 11:16, we will be doing a giveaway on our main lineup announcement post on Instagram. So if everybody goes, follows us on Instagram, Florida Groves Fest, look out for that lineup drop on Tuesday, the 14th. You'll see the giveaway, and you can enter that all the way until the 16th. So definitely enter in that, and you'll have a chance to win some weekend VIP passes. But yeah, man, aside from that, just keep an eye on floridagroves.com. We'll be updating everything on there.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So Cody of Florida Groves Fest and Cody of Dab Day Productions, pay attention to this cat, man, because he's deeply involved in this music and he's only going to keep bringing better and better festivals as he goes on. So Cody, thanks for being on Talking Reggae, man. And let's check back in before the fest and bring people some more information at that time. Cool.
Dude, let's do that, man. We got so much other stuff going on in the fest, from tattoos, skateboarding, cannabis culture, glass blowing, live murals, food and drink. There's so many things we could talk about. So I look forward to that, man.
Yeah, right on, man. Thanks for being on Talking Reggae. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Jay. I appreciate you, man.
Anytime, man. One love.
All right, cool, bro.
Only.